We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy.
Well, it wasn't apple pie, it was strawberry pie. But Virginia's famous pie from Jerry's again here in Atchison was fantastic. Telling you, welcome back to the John Whitmer Show, live from Atchison, Kansas, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. We're still here on the Fire Kelly, Fire Pelosi bus tour. As always, you can listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, just visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show on Facebook and True Social, and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. I'm telling you, if you come to Atchison, it's Jerry's again, home of Virginia's famous pie. This is just fantastic. And I know Dave is jealous because he didn't get any of my fried chicken, but it was really good. I had the pleasure earlier this week. I had a conversation with Senator Roger Marshall. And again, I just have nothing but praise for Dr. Marshall, not only in his work representing us, but talk about a team player. Dr. Marshall has been on the tour. He is the MC for this whole tour. He is the first off the bus and the last on the bus. And he has been the host for this whole thing. And I sat down with him briefly, and it was literally briefly, because he's busy. He gets on and he gets out there and he introduces and then he works the crowd. And he's just been fantastic. But I got 5 minutes with him, and I just wanted to ask him about his impression of the tour. And we'll play that for you now.
Senator, we're just getting ready to start out today, Sunday morning, getting ready to start out day five of our six-day bus tour. First thing I have to do, you're up for re-election in 4 years.
Right.
You're not on the ballot.
Right.
And you and I have got a chance to get to know each other over the last few years, and I want to thank you. I think it's incredibly generous of you, of your time, of your commitment to the party. It speaks to what a team player you are, that you have taken your time to spend 5 days on a bus with this slate of guys and gals to drive all the way across the state and do this. Yeah. Why? You're not on the ballot.
Yeah. The crazy thing is, John, it's actually inspiring to me. This is what puts wind beneath my wings, is going, talking to Kansans and listening. Listening to Derek Schmidt is just absolutely inspiring to me, to listen to the passion in his heart, what his vision for Kansas is, what his hope is. Now, on the other side of that, it's desperate times. You think about Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Laura Kelly. Do those people represent the values you and I were raised on? Do they represent even moderate policies that we've seen the Democrats govern? No, they've left the planet, that their policies are just so negatively impacting Kansas. I can't imagine. We're stuck with Joe Biden for two more years. If we leave Laura Kelly in there two more years, I don't know that Kansas can survive it. And, you know, I've shared with you before, this is all about my kids and grandchildren. and future generations, I want them to have the same shot at the American dream that I've had. You know, you've heard my story. Fifth generation farm kid, first generation college student. My dream was to become a doctor. All my life, people said, "Oh, you can't go to medical school. Your parents aren't educated, etc." And I said, "You know, I'm going to work pretty hard, and I got the best grades in my class. I think I can do this." And I've just been blessed. I want future generations to have the same America that I was raised in.
You know, the message from my monologue tonight was, are you doing enough? And I mean, I felt like it. I've been driving this dang bus for 5 days.
Yeah.
But I think that's a message that we need to convey to our voters, to Republicans out there. Are you doing enough? Have you, you know, some people can't write a check, but you can make phone calls. You can door knock. And we've seen it with the crowds, but they need to get a yard sign. They need to get out there. And I think to an extent, the Democrats are giving us this opportunity because they're not doing enough. But that doesn't mean we can take it for granted.
Yeah. John, so first of all, thank you for driving the bus. I think it's going to help you do your job better, too. You're out here putting your finger on the pulse. Hearing it firsthand has to absolutely inspire you as well to do a great job. I want to make it perfectly clear. Most of your listening audience is kind of the Wichita area.
Yeah.
More than any place else, Wichita will decide who our next governor is. Okay, the western half of the state's going to get out there and support Derek Schmidt in record numbers, I hope. I can't speak for what's going to happen in northeast Kansas, but in my race, Wichita, Sedgwick County, your listening audience is what decided. They came out big for Roger Marshall. They need to come out big for Derek Schmidt. That's what's doing enough is. It's putting a sign in your yard. That's the simplest thing somebody can do. Putting a sign in your yard, it gives me confidence. It gives Derek confidence. It gives the team confidence. It influences the press. When the press is driving through and they're trying to write this nonsense article that Laura Kelly's a moderate when she's governed like a liberal Biden Democrat, it says, my gosh, look at this wave of Derek Schmidt signs out here. So start with that. And I actually think if you have a yard sign, it kind of starts a conversation with some friends that said, oh, I didn't know you're political. And maybe the conversation, well, I'm not political, but I care about the future of my children and grandchildren.
Right.
You know, that's a simple point, and I was glad he made it. We were able to talk a little bit, and then he had to run because, well, we had to get off and going. It just does point out that we are at a crucial point in this, and we have to get moving. It's just such a close race right now, and I do think even if it's just as simple as putting out a yard sign, Dave, I think that's, you know, just do that. Go make some phone calls. Make sure your neighbors get out and vote. You know what I mean?
Right, and what I found interesting in that interview was when he said he's energized by this bus trip, John. Like, he's getting inspired listening to Derek Schmidt and the other speakers. I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah. Well, and he, kudos to him. I mean, I've been impressed. I honestly have been impressed. I mean, Roger's always been a great speaker. I mean, we've had him on the show many times, and he is always, I mean, anytime I text him or call him on his cell phone and say, hey, Doc, are you willing to come on the show this week? He's, boom, yeah, let's do it. Tell me when you want me. But just to see his willingness to do this, especially when you consider he's not on the ballot, he's not up for another 4 years, it just shows that he's a team player. I'm impressed by that. I really am impressed by that.
Yeah, it says something about him that he would go out and campaign for these candidates when he's not up for re-election. So we talked about the crowds and how enthusiastic they are. John, have you seen any protesters on the bus tour yet?
There's been a few. Yeah, it was funny. We had a guy out in, and again, these are starting to bleed together. I can't remember if it was Garden City or Great Bend, Dodge City maybe. It was one of the western Kansas stops. There was a guy out there with a big sign for Chris Mann, the guy running, the Democrat running for Attorney General, and below that he had a Laura Kelly sign, and he was just holding it up. And what was funny is when you asked me last time about the topics, and I told you the most popular subject matter is the transgender, you know, the issue of biological males competing in girls' sports. When Derek Schmidt brought that up, even that guy nodded. I thought it was so funny because Chris Mann, the Democrat running, has already said publicly that he will not enforce certain Kansas laws, which right there should give you reason not to vote for the guy, because as an attorney general, you don't have that right. You have to enforce all laws. That's your job, regardless of whether you agree with them or not. And even Chris Kobach has said, you know, there may be laws that I disagree with, but I'm the attorney general and my job is to enforce them, period. That's my job. Chris Mann has said, if there are laws that I don't agree with, like that one, I won't enforce it. Well, then you don't deserve the job, in my opinion. And I thought it was funny that this guy was holding up a sign and then nodding. Oh, yeah, right. Boys shouldn't play biological girls. I'm like, okay, dude, you're maybe you should rethink your signs.
Exactly. Maybe you need a new sign.
Yeah, maybe you need a new sign. And there were a few in Salina. Salina's got always this reliably, you know, liberal crowd, small but reliably liberal. Surprisingly, we didn't see any in Johnson County today, which surprised me. So, yeah, Joko.
Yeah. Figure. So, one more question for you here, John. So, Jerry Moran, I believe he's up for re-election. Is he on the tour?
No. And I don't know why. And you're right, Jerry is up right now. Jerry is up for re-election, and I don't know why. And a lot of people have been asking that. And it's a good question. Jerry, and he's been out in Western Kansas. I saw his Facebook post. He was out, actually, in Abilene the same day we were in Abilene. And, I don't know why he's not on the tour. You'd have to ask Jerry that. Hmm. I'd like to see him. We sure would love to have him. And I'm sure he's welcome. But, no, he hasn't been on the tour.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I worked for Jerry. I was his 4th District field director 6 years ago when he ran for re-election the last time, and he was all in. I mean, he did everything. He bankrolled the Sedgwick County Party's office and was, you know, a full team player. And I'm not saying that he isn't a team player this time. He's just not part of the bus tour for whatever reason. So I don't know.
All right.
Who knows?
Inquiring
minds want to know. We'll take a quick break. I may go find myself another piece of strawberry pie, and then we'll get a general election campaign update from Webster Roth, who's running for Kansas House District 79. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from Jerry's again, home of Virginia's famous pie. Here in Atchison, Kansas, on the Fire Kelly Fire Pelosi bus tour. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.